Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 7. Servants, arise! The kingdom of men is finished! The kingdom of the Lord and His Christ is at hand! May 16, 2007. From God the Father and Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. A letter given to Timothy for all those who have ears to hear. Timothy speaking. All partitions are torn down. The curtain has been rent in two. The way is open. Hallelujah! There is much work remaining, though the work of salvation was complete on the cross. For we must now arise and sing, yea, shout the Lord's proclamation, the coming of the Lord of hosts. For by him shall all that which remains unfinished come to a quick end. For the power of sin is defeated, death is overcome. Yet sin remains in the world, and has become an overflowing scourge among the nations, devouring them. God the Father speaking.
Lo, the Holy One of God, the Mighty and Strong One, comes to separate and gather. The thief comes to spoil the house of the strong man, the one called evil. And he, even he, the Holy One of God, shall not leave even one in whom he sees of himself. All these shall be gone from this place. Then 1 week. Behold the power and glory of the Lord! The face of your Redeemer turned roaring lion! He has come to purify the house and cleanse it of all its fornications against God. He shall roar! He shall shout with the voice of the Almighty! Yea, the glory of the Lord shall destroy and sanctify. Lo, sin and wickedness shall come to naught in that day, says the Lord. Thus says the Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Sin is overcome, and behold, I, even I, come to make a quick end, even a complete waste of all that is sin and of sin, and all that has led my people into diverse lusts. I am come and will yet return, fulfilling even all that was and is written of me, both in the volumes and in the scriptures of truth. For lo, the world and all therein is made my footstool, and I shall surely sit upon the throne of my glory. And I shall pass judgment and impart mercy. It shall be finished. It shall surely be done. And even all of you who partake of my words shall behold it with your own eyes, and bow down and give me glory. And of those who come into that day, the despised, those who remain under the Father's punishment, having forsaken the free gift, those who do shake their fists at heaven and spit at the King, even these too shall bow and give me glory, and then meet their swift end, licking the dust from my feet, which I have shaken off as a testament against them. Consumed in the flames of God's judgment, destroyed because of that which I have seen in them, which was against God, even against all for which he stands, because of all that which they had forsaken with a stiff arm and stretched out neck. Now they are forsaken and cast out. Darkness, thick darkness is their companion. Death, says the Lord of hosts, the Holy One of Israel, is my name, Yahushua, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Christ, the King. And so comes the consummation. Lo, it is coming quickly. Behold, the day is at hand. So then, beloved, all those who call of themselves by my own name, run and speak to the desolate. Run and raise your voices. Blow the trumpet and the alarm of war. Speak to the poor in spirit and those destitute of the truth. Speak, my children, arise and speak. Listen to the watchman and give heed and so do. Follow me and obey all I have taught you, beloved, and keep my commandments, those written in stone by the Father's own finger, Yes, keep them all, even to the writing of them in your hearts, says the Lord, your Redeemer. For you were bought for a price. Now follow me, and take the hands of all who will, and bring them with you. For the kingdom of God is at hand, and the kingdom of men is finished and shall be wiped away. In a week and in a day it shall come to nothing. Only the Lord and those who abide in me shall remain. And of my kingdom forever shall it endure, along with all who dwell there. Amen and amen.